There is still a chance to enter the 2022 War Trail Challenge. What is that, you ask? Brace yourself. Brace yourself. You will be completely and utterly exhausted. You will need physiotherapy just by listening to the description of what this thing is. Given to us by Adrian Safi, co-founder of Pure Adventures, organizing the War Trail Challenge, a well-known adventure racer. Adrian, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
I'm exhausted. How are you?
No, fresh. I just woke up, so ready for the day.
Oh, okay. I was expecting you to say, well, John, I've already run up Plattekop Gorge 8 times this morning.
No, I wish. Actually, I'm based in the Free State, so my Plattekop Gorge is a bit flatter than the Cape.
Ah. Okay. But you are going into the Eastern Cape in the sort of middle second half of February for the War Trail Challenge. Just baldly state the facts of what the entrants have to do.
Well, it's a multi-sport event, John. It's we're starting off with a high altitude mountain run of just under 60 kilometers on unmarked paths. You run just with your GPS track, and then you transition to a 125 kilometer mountain bike. That's quite gnarly. It's got a bit of a some rough sections, some easier sections, but there's quite a lot of elevation, almost 4,000 meters of elevation. And then you finish off with a 65 kilometer paddle down the mighty Orange River to finish in Edelweiss North. So it's taking multisport to the extreme.
It really does sound as if it is an extremely difficult thing to do. It is something which really only the very, very race-hardened adventure racer will be able to complete.
Well, it sounds that, but it's actually not. You know, like how you eat an elephant in bite sizes. So, you know, each leg we've got the War Trail was initially it's a staged event. So each day you do one stage. Then we brought in the hardcore element for the extreme guys, which we call the non-stop. But you know, it's achievable for anyone that's fit, that loves the outdoors, that loves the mountains. And when you do the stage race, you race hard during the day, you finish your leg, you come around the campfire at night, share war stories with all the fellow competitors. And then the next day, which actually is the hardest part, is waking up the next day to get going for the second stage and the third stage, you tackle the next stage. So it sounds super extreme, but the staged event is achievable for all adventurers out there. And we know we've got good support on the mountain and on the bike leg, so you're not left to your own devices. We have checkpoints en route and we take care of you. So it is achievable, but you do have to be a bit of a maverick heart and fit and just know your way around the outdoors.
And the hardcore adventurers, Adrian, I suspect that you're one of that group of hardcore adventurers. I mean, what's the, you know, the people who finish it nonstop first and the people who finish it nonstop last, what's the kind of times that they will be completing this challenge in?
Well, the top guys do it in 22 hours for the nonstop. But the nonstop, you've got to add an element. So the cycling leg is 145 kilometers, and with the nonstop, we have to yourself time your start. So there's one caveat that you're only allowed onto the water at sunrise on the last day. So there's no paddling at night in this race. So you actually, the nonstop guys, self start themselves because they back themselves. They're going to finish the run in this amount of time. They're going to transition for this amount of time. They're going to cycle for this amount of time, to try and get onto the water exactly at the start because the clock doesn't stop. So it's a bit of a strategic element that we brought in there. And then the last guys come off the mountain. They'll start at 4 o'clock. Some of them start at 12 o'clock on the
And then they do all this hectic stuff for 22 hours at the very least. And the people at the back do it in several hours longer than that. Adrian Safi, thank you very, very much indeed. A well-known adventure racer. How many people listening to that are going, oh, I want to enter? If there is one or two or three or 12, then visit wartrailchallenge.co.za for further details.